This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Listen, it's not that what I'm saying is that special. It's that the globalists are projecting a system that is meant to hurt you. All I'm trying to do is promote free will and a chance for children to grow up and be their own persons and differentiate and really create magical directions for humanity to go in. I realize children are magic. That's why I want to protect them. I want to build a better world for them, and my instinct is I want to kill people that want to hurt them. I'm going to be honest with you. That's why I can't cover Pizzagate that much, is because I can't have a heart attack, people. So I don't say this like I'm some great goody two-shoes, but I have a lot of empathy, and you know that's associated with more of an awareness, more of a connection to the world. But I'm also a pragmatist. You know, there are people that have so much empathy that I showed a picture of me over at a friend's house cutting up their turkey. And did you know that animal was probably kept in torturous conditions and wanted a good life and it was killed? Here's the deal. It's a prey animal. It's an animal that humans and coyotes and wolves and wildcats eat. And so that's its place in the universe. Should it be treated humanely? Absolutely, because I deserve to eat something that's non-GMO and not full of garbage. And if I do, I'm punishing myself. Karma, or you reap what you sow, is certainly real. But the agenda, pushing animal rights, is anti-human and meant to take control over the environment from us so we can't be independent. That's why the Department of Interior and Department of Labor, remember 5 years ago, wanted to ban kids doing any chores on the farm. Because they want you in there watching TV, being a good little processed bot into the new system. Now, once the processing's done, they admit they're going to turn all this crap off and really set up a nightmare situation. You know, my dad's dad loved his cows so much, he'd come over and he'd pet them, and remember my dad, when I was a kid, joking, after his dad died, he said, yeah, this herd was never profitable. We're going to sell this thing off. My dad wouldn't be happy because he'd hardly sell cows. But he'd been a World War II bomber pilot and a tough guy and a Golden Gloves boxing champ and a smart guy. He was a tough guy. Man's man. But he fed those cows and was around those cows. He only had a couple hundred of them that he wouldn't even kill them. He wouldn't even sell them off. Or if he would, he'd shoot them in the head himself, haul them up with a tractor by their legs, and butcher them himself. And it was a whole connection to the earth. And then the average Trinity would say, well, that's barbarous to kill something yourself. No, it's a respect thing that if you're going to kill this cow, you're going to kill it yourself. We just totally lost touch with our humanity. I could sit here and tell you all day long about Kaepernick and what a little spoiled, rotten piece of filth he is. Where does that get us? Where does that get us ahead? And then I think about the ruling class. They're the only people that would be willing to do all these bad things to control and shutter humanity. And that's why they've been given the power on this planet to do what they do. Is because they're Satanists. And those of us that don't want to grab a kid out of their backyard and torture them for 6 months and drug them before you blow their head off, that sounds like a damn nightmare. You'd kill yourself before you did any of that, wouldn't you? Before I'd fish some kid out of their backyard and throw him with a man and drug him and take him for freaking scumbags or rape the hell out of him, before I even thought about doing that, I'd blow my head off. See, they call us weak because we don't have the strength of a Satanist. You people don't have strength. You're crippled. You're mentally ill. All you've got is that worship of evil power. But there is justice in the universe, and your evil has grown great. So know this, we'll get our hands around your throat soon enough.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Woo! It's Monday.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live. We are watching a disgusting parade of Kaepernick and Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Obama and others. Obama, they're saying, might go to the funeral of Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro killed hundreds of thousands of people. He launched wars in Angola that killed, some estimates are 500,000 people. No one really knows. I've even had family and friends that fought in Southern and Central Africa. It was just a decades of hell. A lot of it never even on our news. The communists just go into whole villages, kill everyone that don't submit. And then Fidel Castro lived in a palace with all these women. He was a CIA blowback program. That's all declassified. And I get the fact that, the CIA tried to kill him, so he was a survivor, so he looks like a hero, but the CIA created him. And I just can't believe if Donald Trump did one-tenth of what Castro's done, I wouldn't support him. Doesn't matter if Donald Trump, likes me and, calls me and says thank you. I was invited to Cuba before. They're like, you might meet with Castro, pat on the head. That's what he does with all these idiots who I see tweeting and saying how great he was. And it's just so frustrating to see this when Look at Venezuela. Look at Cuba. Look at North Korea. Look at what happened in Russia. Look at China. Communism is just a bunch of ruling generals controlling the economies and demanding your daughter come service them. I mean, it is a horrible system of slavery. But it's pushed as the best thing since sliced bread. Now, we've got that going on. And we've got the point that Soros and Hillary have bankrolled $7 million to the head of the Green Party, which is really the Communist Party, to do recounts. And the big tell, as I said a week ago, is it's only in states Trump won. Only in battlegrounds. When there's other states Hillary clearly stole, according to Beth Harris, who's a real election fraud expert, a real liberal. She just tells the truth. But we saw it happen. 100% many key precincts where Hillary won, where she got 100% of the vote. Does anybody believe that? Does anybody believe any of this crap? So I've told Trump, when I talked to him a couple weeks ago, I've told his people, I said, you watch. They're not going to give up. They want those five Supreme Court justices. They want to launch these wars. They're not giving up. They know you're a nationalist. And you telling them you're not going to prosecute them, they're not stupid. You're not going to be able to find any prosecutor that won't want to go after them with the stuff that's happened. Now, it came out as soon as Hillary launched this a few days ago that Trump is looking to have other foreign governments release the foundation info that laundered money, just like we pressure Switzerland to expose somebody. So, quite frankly, I knew that over a week ago, and I was saying, just trust Trump, because at the level we've gotten, this is beyond journalism now. We always tell the truth, but if something's going to damage the country or our free system, if I've got something, I'm not going to tell people if it helps the enemy. We're in a total war, folks. This isn't rhetoric. We're in a total war. We are 53 days out from the inauguration of Donald Trump. He is completely surrounded. We have a precarious beachhead. I liken this to Normandy, and 20 troop carriers have landed. We've only got 300 troops on the shore, and it's all coming down. And they are planning something big, folks. Race riots, destabilization, you name it. They want a civil war. Let me tell you something. I'm not a drama queen. Everybody knows that. I've never had problems with liberals. They are coming up brandishing guns at me on the street. They are telling me they're going to get me. I've actually gone ahead and I'm going to pull the trigger and get full-time security now because of it. It's serious, okay? And I'm not going to get into all the stuff that's happening, but let me just tell you something. It's bad, okay? And it shows the season we're in. We got communists up and down the street in Austin with guns threatening and say, kill cops with guns in their hands. That's not free speech. That's a terroristic threat. So we're here, 53 days out. I cannot stress to you how serious the situation is. Economist Stephen Moore said on Fox News, if election results are overturned, we will be looking at a civil war. And he's absolutely right. That's their plan because they can't win politically, and they know there's a great awakening, not of right-wing stuff or racism, but of nationalism and common sense and freedom and not being bullied by political correctness. And it's happening from Catalonia and Spain to what's happening in Brazil to what's happening with the Brexit, with the EU. And they have a question, you know, on Reddit, what's globalism? It's worldwide corporate tyranny. And people are waking up to it. So their whole investment, everything they've done, the banksters have done, is coming unraveled. It's got to the point where the Pope, who's officially making a deal with the communist Chinese to set Catholic doctrine, that's Associated Press, The Guardian, Pope, possible deal with China would betray Christ, says Hong Kong Cardinal. It actually says, we will set our doctrine worldwide, not just in Beijing, with you. This is a takeover. They said before about the Catholic Church, it had its problems. It was taken over by pedophile rings, infiltrated. That's how they blackmail. It's how it controls. That's why good U.S. intelligence agencies or good groups in it leaked all the Pizzagate stuff as a checkmate. Instead of them using this against our government, they recruited pedophiles in the government. Let's just get the whole thing out. And that's why Assange has disappeared, because he was ready to release it all, folks. We are in the most dangerous time in world history right now. So I wanted to get, and I appreciate him coming on short notice, former Navy SEAL, author, researcher, Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. I noticed today we saw a jihad-style attack. We'll try to cover up who he is. But it was reported very early on in local news. It was a machete and car attack, just like Nice, France. They were saying it was a gun, see? And notice they announced 2 years ago, quote, the legalization of fake news by the CIA through the State Department in Foreign Affairs and the CFR, and in the Washington Post. We put that on screen. U.S. legalizes fake news. That's why they now announce we're fake news. Can we pull that up? Or I can do it. There it is. U.S. ends ban on domestic propaganda. Yeah, but they'll say that's RT. I want to show the Washington Post. Just click web, because it's an old article. Just click web. It's the Washington Post and Foreign Affairs. U.S. ends ban on fake news. And notice now the dinosaur media comes out and says that we're the fake news. Ladies and gentlemen, we're the opposite. Here, I'll pull it up. We're the opposite of fake news. We're going to go to our guest. I'm going to pull this up right now because this is important. Everybody needs to see this. Okay? U.S. lifts ban on fake news. It's Foreign Affairs. It's Washington Post. I'm going to pull that up. U.S. lifts ban on fake news. All right, as long as it takes, I'm going to do this. Google and Facebook take aim at fake news. That's a new article from this month. No, I want to show
you. Hey, Alex, this is Nico. I'm live on the air. I just wanted to explain that foreignpolicy.com, the site that we usually show the article, it's behind a paywall. So we're able to get it to load for a few seconds, but then it jumps off screen.
Oh, I got it. Well, I'm not mad. I understand. I was just frustrated because I want to. People are going to say it's RT, so it's not real. I want to hit them with the Washington Post Foreign Affairs publication. You're awesome, Nico. There it is. Great job. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. And by the way, I want to say about the whole crew, they're on the spot in there trying to search in live time everything I say to just show you, unlike anybody else, we do this. So you guys know I'm not mad at you, right? Good. Great crew. There it is. U.S. repeals, print that for me, or pay the paywall. I don't care. Because it was my dad texted me earlier. He goes, Alex, the fake news is the fact that they started this 3 years ago. So again, this is the declared war against free speech that's now happening. You understand? So I cannot stress to you the emotional level here, but I'm very intellectual when it comes to analyzing it, very cold. But they understand. They have a cold, but I'm here because the news is so important. They understand their time is short. They're really on every front. So Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com joins us to break this down. You've heard in the last 10 minutes my analysis. Obviously, you agree with it, disagree with it. What other info can you add? My intellectual gut tells me that the real attack's coming.
I totally agree with it. Just as far as the fake news, going a little bit on that, the CIA has employed quote-unquote journalists, you know, real and fake journalists, and send them around the world to generate fake stories, you know, that have – obviously, they need to have a kernel of truth in them. But the trick is to plant the fake story in mainstream media, you know, so it appears to be just some legitimately sourced, just organically developed news story out of Timbuktu in, you know, 1955. The CIA has been doing that from the very beginning. I mean, that's been a modus operandi. After the Church Commission, they tried to squelch that, but they can get around that so easily. You know, just
the Project Mockingbird. Well, what do you make of their whole fake news initiative? It seems to be blowing up in their face. Everybody knows they're the corporate globalist Soros fake news. And let's shift gears into, I'm going to skip this break because it's so important, this whole civil war push they're involved in.
Well, the whole Jill Stein thing, I think we need to know where the money's coming from. Are they $5 donations or is it coming from, Soros groups? I think that the Zero Hedge and some other websites this morning have nailed it. I think it's an attempt to push the recounts past December 19th. The December 19th is a hard date. They can't put that off. The Electoral College has to vote on December 19th. If it doesn't, because they're recounting in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and so on, they hope to then throw it into Congress and create a complete scene of turmoil. And I think Stephen Moore, who generally just is talking about economics, he's one of the Trump economic team, he's absolutely right. I think they're trying to instigate a civil war, I would say.
Since you mentioned it, here is the Economist saying, get ready for civil war.
The Democrats are still in a state of denial about what happened in the election. It would be one thing, Melissa, if this election were decided by, say, just one state. But for the most part, Donald Trump won an electoral landslide. I will say this, that if the Democrats challenge this and try to change the election, I think there would be a bit of a civil war in this country. And one other thing, you know, you look back at history. One of Richard Nixon's finest moments was when he did not contest the election in 1960 that may well have been stolen from him. And also say the same thing to Al Gore, who accepted the results after they were confirmed. But I think Hillary Clinton has to step up and accept these results.
Matt Bracken, again, former Navy SEAL, a guy that comes highly recommended by smart folks inside the Pentagon that can't come on air because of classification reasons. They say, get this guy on. He's a smart cookie, which he's proven coming on the last 6 months with us. I know he was big before I ever found him. There's just so many great people out there on the Internet, which totally dominates mainstream media when you add us all together. But when InfoWars is now 126 on Quantcast, bigger than BBC, bigger than the New York Times online, they're in panic mode saying they want to shut us down. But obviously, I figured this out myself and then talked to a bunch of Trump insiders. I did not bring this up when I talked to Trump. It was limited time, obviously. But I figured out he at least told them, hey, back off, take the results, I'll leave you alone. We now know Obama called, told Hillary, you know, you better concede. Hillary's now double backing on that deal. So Trump's going ahead and announcing, okay, we'll go after your foundation. I cannot stress to people the street fight we're in right now with 50 days out. 53 days out from this, from his inauguration. I think they're going to pull out all the stops, false flags, you name it. So spill your guts. What do you think is going to happen?
I think this is sort of like a game of liar's poker going on, and a lot of it has to do with the calendar. There are things that Trump would say after January 20th that he's inaugurated that he dare not say now. I think that the Electoral College, December 19th is a critical day, and obviously the inauguration, January 20th. But there's a game of liar's poker. You've got cards that are face up, and you've got cards that are face down. You've got cards still in the deck on the bottom of the deck, up your sleeve, you know, inside of your shoe. And we're just seeing the face cards that are, you know, facing up. But that's only a tiny fraction of the game. That's like the invisible part of the iceberg. There's an entire war going on right now at a hidden level. And the Jill Stein thing, I think she's just being being pushed as a patsy. I think she's just being somebody's puppet, probably Soros. Hillary is going to see if it looks like it might actually work, she'll go for it. But if they do something to disrupt the Electoral College vote on the 19th, or threaten enough Electoral College electors to change the outcome, I think that what they're hoping for is that somebody on either side is going to pull out a rifle and say, damn it, that's the end. At this point, a Lee Harvey Oswald could walk into history and change history. That's why something like what happened at OSU today immediately goes to the top of the news, because we don't know if it's a guy named Mohammed or if it's a guy named, you know, Cletus Turnbuckle from the White People's Party. Everybody's waiting to see who it is, because it's not so much a matter of, you know, the eight wounded, or I don't know if any have died. That's obviously an important story, but it's no more important, say, than the Chattanooga bus in terms of, you know, the families that are impacted. But the reason that it becomes immediate top of the hour news with, you know, with news conferences and breaking news, et cetera, is because it has potential political ramifications.
Well, sure. Notice how they said for 3 hours it was a gun, because any type of campus emergency, when they default to emergency, you know, hide, duck, cover, you know, prepare to die, whatever it is they say, it becomes a gun, even though they knew for hours they said mass shooting with a gun, even though it was now a butcher knife, not even a machete. And look, I'm not saying it was probably Islamicists, but every time I hear about a machete or a knife, 9 times out of 10, it's an Islamicist doing it, and we know ISIS has called for intensified attacks on soft targets with knives.
Unless it's a person having a psychotic break, because that also happens. You know, people will just walk into a mall and they're seeing something that's not there. You know, they're seeing themselves in a delusional world where, you know, there are evil aliens around.
Sure,
them.
Sure, they might be a superhero, and they think they're taking out the aliens. A video game heads.
Yeah, something I jogged my memory today. You know, the biggest school massacre in history happened in 1927 in Bath Township, Michigan. There were 44 killed and another 50 or so badly injured when a person put dynamite in the school. This is way before the Internet.
It's even
before television. It's before television. So there have always been psychotics that might do something like this. But the difference and the reason that it's happening now is that the culture and television and the Internet, it's a way to grab instant immortality. You know, if you're a loser in life, you can at least become famous and
sure, I agree with you, and I'm not for Big Brother technology, but they admit with the algorithms and things, a psychopath online is very easy to predict what he's going to do. Amazon can predict when you're going to order something before you order it. Why are they not doing the profiling then when it's constitutional, if it's open source stuff you're doing? Why does the system seem to want to protect criminals and psychopaths?
I don't know, but with 300 million people, just the law of averages says that even, you know, without telegraphing in advance on Facebook or so forth, you know, like look at the guy Omar Mateen in Orlando. You know, if they couldn't detect Omar Mateen, and he'd been interviewed by the FBI.
When his dad was on TV saying kill the gays.
Right. So if they couldn't dissuade or detect an Omar Mateen, then somebody that's even further off the radar or never been on the radar is virtually impossible to.
Well, sure. And they knew he was there, but it's just like the book that's out from the former government analyst that they were ordered not even look at something if it had the name Islamic in it.
That's going to change. That's definitely going to change. You know, one of the things that Obama did was purge the trainers that were consultants to the FBI and the Pentagon and so forth. Fellows like the man who wrote See No Evil and there are other books by the people that were kicked out. Basically,
well, sure. The book See Something, Say Something. We had him
see
on.
See Something, Say Something.
It's one of the Daily Books, and that guy was senior analyst. And they would have people planning stuff, and they'd say, we're not allowed to look at something that's Islamic or a mosque. They're like, but they're saying they're going to do it. And they go, it doesn't exist, because they said Islamic terror doesn't exist.
Right. Both the Boston Massacre and San Bernardino are the direct result of that purge, because the people that did it would have been detected. For example, going to Saudi Arabia and coming back with a Pakistani madrasa-trained fanatic wife, that would have been stopped. You know, she would have been picked up at the airport, interrogated, et cetera.
By the way, from my view back then, I was saying,
by Obama.
Back then I was saying, well, it must be an inside job if they knew and let him do it. But instead, it is an inside job. It's not the low-level FBI. It's the order to stand down. So I'm right. I just didn't have all the angles figured out, because I'm sitting there watching this.
Another place that this is playing out right now in real time is in the military. The fact that soldiers cannot carry personal weapons or issued weapons on base.
Trump says he's changing that.
But the military, the Obama generals, these politically correct sycophants, are putting a million catch-22 regulations in front of it so that it's virtually impossible to still carry a weapon. You know, you have to.
But won't Trump just countermand all that?
I'm sorry?
Won't Trump just countermand it?
He can after January 20th. Possibly, but you know, there are some regulation factors that I've been reading about. If they do these, if they put in these new regulations now and it's not countermanded within 60 days, it becomes a law and it might require more than just an executive order.
Well, let me ask you this then, Mr. Bracken. Looking at the Islamic threat, the Tet to Islam, clearly that's what's going on. They've made a deal. You said this like a year ago. I was like, that's wild. It's confirmed. They made a deal to let them. They have TV ads on how to like cover up abusing your wife. How to make people submit to you, we're being told. They're putting women with hijabs on, California and UK TV, but Christians can't wear crosses. Clearly a deal's been made with radical or orthodox Islam. So what are these sleeper cells the left's brought in? What is their purpose?
The violent sleeper cells are actually considered damaging to the cause by the much more dangerous cultural infiltrators that look at it from a generational long-term demographic point of view, that we'll have seven babies each, you'll have 1.5 babies each, and we'll outnumber you. They look at the ones that actually pull the jihad, the violent jihad, as blowing their cover and harming the cause. So there's an internal conflict within the jihad over whether or not to do it completely by stealth and demographics or to do violent jihad as ISIS has called for. So there's that internal conflict right there within the Muslim community inside of the West, America, Europe, everywhere.
All right, you
can see in Germany. I mean, they're you know, going halal basically. You know, they're just saying we can't win, so we're just going to take down the cross.
I was about to say the German government is making people submit to Islam, taking down crosses, ending Oktoberfest because it makes the Muslims mad. I'm asking you, why is the left so inherently allied with it? Mr. Bracken, stay right there. We're going to come back. I want to open the phones up as well. What do you think is coming up with this election? What do you think is coming up with the push for civil war? It's clearly going on. We're 53 days out from the inauguration. The Electoral College is on the 20th of next month. This is an incredible time. We'll give the number out when we come back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm not here bringing up civil war and Hillary overturning the election because I want to be sensational. We're living in sensation. I am completely blown away. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I just said 10 minutes ago I was predicting it would be an Islamicist that attacked. NBC News is saying he is an Ohio State student, a Somali refugee who lived near campus. Al-Qaeda slash ISIS put out the order 3 days ago to begin knife attacks. They believe it's part of the religion to kill you with a knife. Makes it like a holy execution or some such BS. And so, there you go. CNBC, NBC, all reporting it. When I said 9 times out of 10, I don't ever want to be inaccurate. So I was trying to do math this morning when I first saw this. I was looking. I don't know knife attacks, unless it's like in Japan or China. They have them there with like psychotics. Where you might have 30 attacks, and then there's one crazy person, like Bracken was saying, this is psychotic. I just do not know. We're going to go back to bracket here in a moment. Before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest sale so far this year. We did this last year. If you look at total sales and everything discounted to the lowest level ever, we've got scores of items discounted by 50%, like colloidal silver, storable food, one day only, 40% off, high quality. We've got 30 to 40% off all the other items, and we've got free shipping with promo code FREE. But it's only for folks listening to the radio and watching on TV. You just got to put FREE in at checkout, and you'll have free shipping. That is a big discount. And you've got this commitment. You get our products. They're great. They've changed my life. They've got five-star reviews on third-party sites like Power Reviews. Thousands. I mean, look at that. Supermel Vitality. 1,770-plus. My eyes aren't good enough. Can you guys blow it up? I can't read it. 1,779 reviews. A 4.5 review. Nobody's got that. Cold-pressed, naturally occurring substances that are known to boost your body's own intensity. Just try it for yourself. You'll notice real good the next few days in the morning. Let's leave it at that. Super Female Vitality, all of it. It's cold press is the key. That's 30% off. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplement page. InfoWarsStore.com, again, is the big umbrella main, you know, it's like the shopping mall. But then Made1776.com takes you right to the Made in America apparel, or InfoWars Select takes you right to the storable food. But InfoWarsStore.com is the main site. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You know, I only get sick about once every 2 years, and I get some allergies, but almost everyone I know is sick right now. I don't have a fever, but for like a week, it's just like, it's not fun. I'll just tell you that. So that's why I'm not trying to talk like Clint Eastwood here. This is where my voice is at right now. Well, I could probably make some money in voiceovers. I know this voice. It's a weird voice, let me tell you. But Matt Bracken's our guest, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Lastly, we have third-party sponsors that make this broadcast possible as well. And you can check those folks out at Solutions from Science with their pocket solar generator. Solutions from Science is a new pocket solar generator. It can run a lot of 110 appliances at your home, like a small refrigerator. You can keep it, your food from spoiling. But the best part is you can take it with you. It's mobile, so you can jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, and 18-wheelers with huge tractors, even airplanes. Get one of these systems for your truck, your car, your wife's car, your daughter's college vehicle. You can buy one right now, and if you use coupon code Alex at checkout, you'll get a second one free, plus a bunch of off-the-grid bonuses that are free, too. It's a great deal, so claim one today at PowerGrid, privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com, privatepowergrid.com. And then finally, Revelations, Dawn of Global Government film, myself, Charlie Daniels, and many others like Gerald Celente, you name it, I can't list everybody. Joel Skousen covers the whole New World Order takeover. It's very powerful, important. People see this film, Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, available right now. You can order it on DVD or set up a screening in your area at revelationthemovie.info. That's revelationthemovie.info, revelationthemovie.info. Now, going back to former Navy SEAL, best-selling author and researcher, Matt Bracken of enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. David Knight is hosting in the fourth hour today. We'll also be taking your phone calls. You know, do we, getting so close to this problem, Matt, not telegraph to people, like I said earlier, this isn't rhetoric. They're trying a recount. I said Hillary was behind it over a week ago. She admitted it 2 days ago. Just like I said, this is probably a jihadi attack. That's now admitted. I mean, it just gets more and more obvious. We have people running the country that literally hate prosperity because their systems of command and control can't compete with it. What else is on your big board? What else are you looking for? And how do we get aggressive? Because here's the deal. I'm not trying to shoot my mouth off, but a week and a half ago at breakfast, when a guy followed me out for no reason from the diner, my son got in another car with my cousin. They were going to go off. I had friends with me. And the guy showed me his gun and, like, bowed up and stuff. And I caught myself, and I'm not bragging. I didn't have a gun with me. The vehicle's full of guns behind me. Getting starting to get out as his wife tugged him and he ran around the corner. And I'm not trying to act tough. I was going to go over there and beat the living hell out of him. And I'm not trying to act tough. It's just it's what I do. I have a problem running. In fact, I get high when somebody is trying to attack me. Like, you're in my face, I'm going to tear you apart. But I've actually realized this job is more important, and getting the word out is more important. So I'm going to try to more and more.
We've seen that on camera when I try to avoid public demonstrations anymore because I get too hyped up. Also, I mean, I tend to go right towards it and get in their face when they're in my face.
Exactly. I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but I've got buttons they can push. So I'm kind of going into a fortress mode now, not allowing myself, because they're everywhere I go, they're getting in my face now. What does that signify to you? Because there is a real hysteria. I mean,
the media and Obama and the Democrats in general have been fanning it up. Every time a cop is shot sitting in his car, I blame that on Obama. That goes all the way back through his entire presidency, is whipping up this hatred of police to where you know, they're shoving people into subway tracks saying, basically, I hate white people. So that the knockout game is now becoming the subway game. So you're afraid of, around mass transportation, somebody's just going to take the chance to shove you under the tracks. Well, that hatred has been generated and whipped up by the Democrats and the media. I see a huge media battle right now. The old media is trying to call it the alt-right media. I call it just the new media. I would say the new media is better.
The rebirth of media. And I apologize for getting to myself. I'm actually psychoanalyzing on air the point that these people get in my face, they menace me, they're assaulting me. I'm not saying I'm even going to win the fight. I have a problem that I want to fight them when they assault me, you know, verbally or threaten me physically. So
I think you should send a Christmas card to Steve Bannon, because he's become the number one whipping boy of the new media instead of you for the time being. Right now, what the old media is trying to do is to conflate Breitbart, this jackwad, Mr. Spencer, who has like a following that, you know, could meet in a hotel room, but the old mainstream media puts the cameras on him and tries to make it look like, you know, the rise of Hitler in Bavaria. You know, they're in a symbiotic relationship. This little pipsqueak.
Sure, nobody. I want to talk about that, and I've talked a little bit to Bannon. Actually, and they are tagging him 10 times more than they are me. I only get like 50 articles a day saying, disavow me for saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. I never said that. I said they clearly had actors there. They exacerbated it. They pumped it up to demonize the Second Amendment. They take it out of context. But they're definitely wanting to cut Trump out of the real patriots that are supporting him or in his administration. But let's shift back to what you just said about dead cops. I don't have some Francophile worship of French or Anglophile worship of British. Or other jock sniffing such deals for what a group is. I'm all about individuals. But I'm not in some cop worship fest, except that I've noticed cops tend to be more awake than the general public and more involved. Are there bad cops? Absolutely. Are there bad cops? Totally. But the fact that the Soros or the globalists would demonize cops as the main enemy and act like they run the show and say they're all racist and then have eight of them killed the last week, murdered, and then when I put videos out, they only get 300,000-400,000 views when my other videos get 3, 4, 5 million. I'm actually ashamed of America that we know the name of Trayvon Martin and all these other people that started it, and that these cops that were killed pumping gas or changing tires or riding a ticket or at a wreck, we don't even know their names. Nobody cares. That lets me know this. When I get killed, nobody's going to care about me. So it's an automatic kinship to experience being demonized and people out to get you and being hunted, and your fellow countrymen don't give a damn. You've been dehumanized all because you're not a traitor. And I'll be honest, yes. I see these communists, I'm going to be there in every day in Austin and all over the country and on tape saying, kill me too, and threatening our female reporter. And they're allowed to walk around with loaded guns saying, kill cops in Austin. And I want to ask a question. That's terrorism. Why are they allowed to do that? These people are scum. Why are we waiting while they foment people to go kill cops right here in Texas? I fundamentally am pissed.
Well, they're piling tinder up in the gunpowder factory and throwing matches in. It's all part of the same piece. You know, they
need to pay. That's what I'm saying. They'll get some poor black person who's brain dead you know, from all the culture brainwashing to go kill a cop. These little skinny-necked communists, they're not killing anybody. They sit around like they're better than us directing all this. And I'm asking a question. Why aren't their asses in jail right now? If I was calling for killing cops with loaded guns in downtown Austin, I deserve to be arrested. If they were calling for killing mailmen, I'd say they need to be arrested. This is BS. So I'm asking you, Matt Bracken, why is the government putting up with it?
Well, right now we're in the last days of Obama, and sometimes when a light bulb right before it pops and goes out, it gets real bright and starts flickering and acting crazy. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
You know, an old filament light bulb. I think that the mainstream media and the Democrats, they're all in the George Soros, the Democrats, mainstream media, they realize they've got until, you know, December 19th.
Yeah, why is he still walking around?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, for one thing, he's probably extremely well guarded and very careful, and you know, moves only on his own private jets. But it's very interesting to see what's going to happen if after Trump is in and he's got the reins of power, because they do appear to be going for broke and just piling the, you know, they're throwing gasoline on a bonfire right now, basically whipping up hatred against cops. They're still going with the hands up, don't shoot false narrative, you know, which is a lie, which, you know, led to a lot of the anger that, you know, the whole BLM movement based on a lie. Same thing with Trayvon Martin based on a lie. So they're obviously they're I guess you would call them psychological arsonists. And the media and the Democrats, George Soros, they're all on the same team, but they've only got a few more weeks and then they're out of power. They're going to be on the sideline. And, you know, they'll still have some power, but right now we already saw that the old media was beat down by the new media.
Well, sure, that's my next question then, Matt Bracken. That's my next question. I'm not vindictive. I'm not authoritarian. We can't leave this cancer here who's authoritarian, anti-freedom, wants to overthrow our system. What do we do then once Trump gets in? I mean, these people have overthrown other countries. They've funded ISIS. They've overthrown all these other nations like Ukraine. We can't just let them sit there and reconstitute and call for our killings. I mean, the communists on their websites call for my death. I go to the police department and file a complaint. They go, we're sorry, we can't do anything. That's wrong.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of weeks. You know, the media is the overt propaganda arm of Soros and the Democrat Party. They work together. They're a team. But they couldn't get Hillary elected despite day after day lying, coming out with obviously completely bogus polls. Now they've lost all their credibility. More and more people are going to InfoWars, Breitbart, and Drudge to get their news. So the more hysterical and shrill they get, trying to, you know, call Steve Bannon a racist, they're still calling him an anti-Semite based on a single headline, which was written, an article written by David Horowitz about another Jewish fellow, Bill Kristol, I believe.
Yeah, he said renegade Jew. One Jew called another Jew for being liberal renegade. What the hell is anti-Semitic?
But the propaganda, the Soros, ABC and NBC.
Yeah, meanwhile, Soros rounded up thousands of Jews and robbed them, but he's okay.
Well, they'll never get into that. But YouTube doesn't go away, though. And this is where I think that there is some hope because, you know, based on my children, they don't watch TV to get the news. They hear about something, they go straight to YouTube. So things like the Soros interview from a few years back, they're not going to go away.
He's proud of supporting Hitler. Exactly. So let me ask you this question. Where do they go as they're defeated? Because I agree with you. We are defeating them. They're freaking out. Almost at a sick level. I just hope they bring it, stage some stuff, because everything they do is going to blow up in their face.
I think they're going for that burning down the house scenario. And at the very top, the ones that aren't the street agitators, but the ones that are the, you know, highest financiers at the Soros level, I think that they're not worried that they can go anywhere. They've got jets with global capability. They've got, you know, mansions and guards on every continent. So I think that at their level, they don't care. They'll come back and buy the rubble, you know, on pennies on the dollar after the Civil War.
They'll never get away with it.
But at the very top, the way I look at it, George Soros, based on his age, how he looks, how he sounds, I think he's probably going to these Swiss clinics and getting his, you know, very special rejuvenations, which is probably very closely tied in with some very evil, satanic type of deals.
Yeah, I'll just say, it's children's blood transfusions.
Yeah, that's right. And but even he has to know he's running out of time. And as a megalomaniac, egomaniac, atheist, I think that he believes he has to go for it now. He has to burn down the house.
That's the danger. I totally agree. You've got all these old evil globalists that think they see it all slipping. They're going to double down. Nothing's more dangerous than some old guy that thinks his time is up.
Right. And I don't think that George Soros has no hope of being global dictator of the world or the world's richest man. That's not what motivates
him. He just wants to bring down America.
He wants to, in essence, put himself on Mount Rushmore, a virtual Mount Rushmore, in the sense of being someone that every history book, when you turn to 2017, there has to be a chapter on George Soros, how he blew up the world. That no matter what you think of him, like Fidel Castro, you know, no matter what you think of him, he's part of the history book, and that's his motivation. And speaking of Fidel, his funeral is going to be one of these rare litmus tests. Who goes? Who goes there as a sycophant, you know, apologist for tyranny and mass murder, and who just sends nobody?
That's right. Imagine if Trump would have killed, even Castro admits, 200,000 people, millions imprisoned, funding revolutions all over the world. And I'll give it to him. He was less of a killer than other communists. And I get it. He's a manly guy. He's survived all these death threats. I don't dislike him as a man, but to worship him and to laud him when he was such a monster is a joke.
Right. And if you lived in Colombia during, you know, from the 70s until recently, or if you lived in Peru during the 1980s, Sendero Luminoso and the FARC were every bit as evil as Boko Haram or ISIS. They also did ritual torture, slayings, you know, recruitment of children, forced recruitment of children, reprisals where they massacred entire villages, including torture massacres. So that was all funded by Cuba. You know, that was Cuban agents, Cuban funds. So yeah, I defy Sean Penn and Danny Glover and these people to go to Cuba after it's free. They'll chase you in the streets. The Cuban people right now, I mean, our stooge media, they go down to Cuba and they say, oh, the Cubans are very quiet. They're very, they're pensive. They seem to be in a pensive attitude. Sure, because they still can't protest or say, I'm glad he's dead. They'll wind up
in
jail.
We saw people mildly protest when Obama was there, drug away and put in police cars. And let's expand on that. You look at what communists have done all over the world, and I'm ashamed of our teams in Vietnam that did execute village leaders and people. They were losing to the communists who would kill whole villages. That's what Apocalypse Now is all about. It's based on some composite real stories where some of our own colonels said, okay, we'll do communist tactics, and started winning, where you'd kill whole villages if they didn't go along with you. But then they blame us. Our history only tells us what we did trying to beat them, adopting communist tactics, when the point is, it's the communists that wrote those damn tactics. And as you said, Latin America, death squads killing everybody, men, women, and children, but it's all cute and funny when they do it.
Well, I know something about Phoenix program because of I was in the teams as a young man, and the people that were my instructors were there. They were part of it. I knew PRU instructors, Provincial Reconnaissance Unit, or folks that went out with Phoenix program, SEALs, sheep-dipped, wearing, you know, native uniforms. They weren't just going into villages and shooting people. I got to argue with you there.
No, I understand. They were killing the leaders of it.
Sources. They knew who the VC guys. A VC guy could be a member of the Saigon government.
You know, well, listen, then let's go back then. Tell us the truth of that. All I know is the congressional hearings where they said a lot of large portions of villages, the males got killed. Obviously, they're military. My point is the communists killed everybody, but all our media tells us about is what we did. So tell us.
Well, I don't know anything about other than, you know, obviously there were massacres like My Lai, but we eventually the word got out and there were some other, but it's more of a case like the immigrant in New York named Amon Diallo. He got shot like 30 times by the police. Well, they've got three undercover detectives on a, you know, anti-rape squad pointing Glocks at you. Somebody sneezes, a car backfires, everybody's going to shoot. That didn't mean they went out that night to put 30 bullets into an innocent man. And there were massacres that were basically, you know, somebody fires or somebody screams.
No, no, listen, I get the fog of war. I was only bringing the story up to say communists wrote the book, though, correct, on massacring whole villages.
And including in Colombia and in Peru, where they did it for, you know, for decades. And that was straight out of Cuba. And don't anybody forget also, because, and this is declassified after the fall of the Soviet Union, Fidel Castro is so crazy and such an egomaniac monster that during the Cuban Missile Crisis, he was urging Khrushchev to launch a first strike, even if it meant Cuba being wiped off the face of the earth, as long as America was wiped off the face.
And let's expand. Absolutely. Then look at the nightmare of Hugo Chavez, but go to Che Guevara, who wrote books calling Native Americans, Indians, subhuman trash. I mean, people don't know that they imprisoned gays and anti-war liberals and everybody else. China has homosexuality is outlawed in China. They'll kill you for it. And the left worships it. That's what I mean. Islam says they'll kill them, but the left worships it. What is happening?
Well, the useful idiots are trained in college. They just they get the Howard Zinn version of history, unfortunately. But, you know, the last election, it gives us cause for a lot of hope because despite pulling out all the stops and turning American media into just pure lying propaganda, the American people, American people saw through.
Sure, Hillary stole five states and still failed, but they've only intensified the race baiting now. So where does that go?
Well, the next, from now until, 3 weeks until December 19th, is going to be very pivotal in history. Any act like a Somali that stabs eight people, the importance of it will be vastly magnified. It will have a leverage, you know, a multiplier effect.
Maybe you'll say the Tea Party did it, but yeah, no, it's obviously Islamic.
They wish that it was somebody named Cletus Johnson, but it wasn't. Go figure. But what they would like to do is, you know, you saw up in Amherst, they burned the flag, then the veterans showed up. They're trying to instigate something where. And my fear is if a highway is blocked, somebody's just going to get out and dump a mag into the protesters.
Or sure. So the answer is don't be violent.
Drive over them.
Don't be violent. Let them push and push. The key is getting the Electoral College done the 20th and then just moving forward from there.
That's right. And they need somebody with a white face and a Southern background to do something evil. You know, Dylann Roof, they said he's not mentally competent, but I wonder about that personally. But what they're hoping for is another Dylann Roof type of an event.
All right, listen, I got a bunch of callers. If you want to eject, you're welcome to. If you want to take these callers from Mark, Chris, Howard, Andrew, and Jim for about 20 minutes the next hour, you can.
Go ahead.
Fantastic. EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. Matt Bracken is our guest. We're going to come back to you then in about a minute or two after this break and go right to your phone calls. I want to tell listeners something right now. Wild horses couldn't drag me away from this because history is happening. And Hillary is trying through Jill Stein to block this election right now. They've had Rince Priebus have to come out and admit, okay, it's serious. They want to overturn the election. I knew this 2 weeks ago. They were already harassing and threatening electors in the news. But I got calls and confirmed with electors in Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania that they are being, their kids are being threatened. And I mean, cars pulling up in their yards, stuff being done. I mean, I don't mean just death threats over the telephone. So the globalist mafia is in full swing. And I'm just sitting back thinking, what do we do to push back? You know, I don't want violence. I agree with Bracken. We need to, like, stop and absolutely tap down on that. But man, then I think about it. If we actually do get into power, George Washington, you know, would have arrested every one of these people. Because these aren't Americans, folks. These are globalist enemy combatants. I'm telling you, the gloves have to be taken off. I'm serious. I mean, I'm not a violent person. I will volunteer when they get convicted to kick that switch and hang their ass.